Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I don't think this slid under the radar completely, but while we've been talking so much about the recounts and the legal challenges to the presidential race, the Supreme Court came back into session and they heard a case that involves Obamacare. And the speculation, of course, if you were paying attention to the debates before the election, is whether Obamacare survives or not. I'd be fine if it went away. It's really ruined my health care. I'm paying more for less. I feel like I'm paying for somebody else's health care because I have to, you know, really think twice before I go to the doctor, even if I'm really worried about something. So I'm kind of mad about it. But Doug Badger is with the Heritage Foundation. And Doug, I appreciate you coming on this morning. Can you give me just the thumbnail of what the case is that's before the court and how things went down the other day during the hearing?
Sure. Happy to do that. You'll remember that back in 2012, the question rose about the individual mandate, the requirement in the ACA that says you either buy health insurance or you pay a tax penalty. Mm-hmm. Justice Roberts was key in that decision, and he said, look, Congress doesn't have the right to command you to buy health insurance, but it has the right to tax you if you don't. So Congress in 2017 took the tax penalty and reduced it to $0. Mm-hmm. A group of state attorneys general led by Texas have said, well, wait a second, a tax of $0 is not a tax, and therefore the individual mandate is unconstitutional. And because the individual mandate is tied so closely to the rest of Obamacare, the whole statute has to fall. A lower court judge, a district court judge in Louisiana, agreed with that. On appeal, the circuit court, the appeals court, said, well, we agree with you on the unconstitutionality of the mandate, now that the tax is $0, but we don't agree with you that all of the ACA has to fall, and therefore we're sending this case back to you. But a group of attorneys general from other states, led by California, went to the Supreme Court and said, you know what, we want you to decide this case. And that's the case that was argued just the other day.
I've seen a number of different stories. You know, it's always kind of dissecting the questions that the justice is asked to determine, if you can, where they are. You know, they're giving hints about how they perceive this case and how they might rule. I guess we should do that with you, if that's fair to do. What do you think?
Well, I would hate to handicap these guys, but I'll say that there are three questions and that they have to decide. And reading through the transcript, the first question is, do the states have standing to bring this case? In other words, if you're going to sue somebody, you know, you have to show that their actions somehow injured you. And one of the arguments that California makes is, how does reducing a tax on the uninsured to $0 injure anybody? And there was a lot of questioning from the court, including from Justice Roberts, Justice Thomas, and the new Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, expressing some skepticism as to whether this case should even be decided by the courts. Now, who knows what happens there, but there's a possibility that the court will just throw the whole case out and not decide it at all. The second was a series of questions about whether a tax of $0 is a tax, and whether, therefore, what's left in the statute is a bare command. And there are judges who clearly seem to indicate in their questioning, and that includes Justice Roberts, that it is unconstitutional to have this mandate without a tax. And then finally, the question of if you throw out the mandate, do you have to throw out the whole law with it? Both Justice Roberts and Justice Kavanaugh expressed real skepticism in their questions. And Roberts in particular said, look, it's not our job to repeal this statute. And, you know, he's right. It's Congress's job, and they haven't done it.
Is there a tenet in law that instructs there, other than I'm inclined to agree with you, Congress needs to step up and clean up its own mess, take care of its own legislation, and this is exactly what conservatives argue against, is judicial activism interceding and making decisions that legislative bodies should make. But is there a tenet that instructs us as to that third question?
Yeah, on the third question, it's something, and your listeners may have read about this, called severability.
Yeah.
Can the court say this particular provision is unconstitutional, but we're going to sever it from the rest of the law and say it falls, but the rest of it stands? Now, on that question, for example, Justice Kavanaugh said, look, this is a straightforward case of severability. Congress met in 2017 and voted down Obamacare repeal, as we all remember, Senator McCain's thumbs down.
Right.
And then a few months later, it repealed the tax penalty on the uninsured. Congress clearly believed at the time that it could repeal one part of the law without repealing all of it. And, there's a tenet that says, listen, if you read the statute, you will see that the mandate is so tied in with everything else in the ACA that if you uproot that, it pulls the whole tree out of the ground. But then there's the doctrines of severability, where the court says, Congress clearly didn't mean to do that, and we're not going to do it for them.
Real quick before we go, the decisions of the Supreme Court are usually released in batches. Do we have any indication of when they might make a decision on this?
Well, they probably already have.
Okay.
Shortly after oral arguments, they meet in conference. Mm-hmm. And they vote, and the somebody's assigned to write the opinion. Now the paper circulates, and there are revisions and so on along the way. But when they let us in on their thinking, probably I would think in late June, toward the end of the term.
Do you? Okay. Listen, I appreciate that walkthrough, especially a layman's explanation that helps us here. Doug Badger from the Heritage Foundation. I always appreciate the chance to have you on the air. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.